Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Wednesday, April the 8th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page 29 of There Is a Solution, the third paragraph down. We hope that no one will consider through one paragraph ending with, I must have this thing. That's what it ends with. Yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Dorita P., the 12 Traditions, Courtney J. The readers of the text are Alex K., Julie E. B., and Leslie M. The share ID for Tuesday, April the 7th, the 10 a.m. meeting is 23,346. That's 23346. And Wednesday, April the 8th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,349. That's 23349. Newcomer greeter is Kathleen W. And the announcements person is Shelley E. And thank you all for your service. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Dorita P. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Dorita.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Excuse me. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dorita P. And I will now ask Courtney J. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, everybody. This is Courtney J., compulsive overeater and sugar addict in North Carolina. The 12 traditions. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Six, An AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. AA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before our personalities. Thanks for letting me read.
Thank you very much, Courtney, and we'll translate the AA into OA for us. So thank you very much for reading that. Okay, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 29 of There Is a Solution, the third paragraph down. We hope that no one will consider reading through one paragraph ending with, I must have this thing. And I will now ask Alex K. to begin reading and comment for us. Good morning, Alex.
Thanks, Mo. Hi, everyone. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, giving them a creed for today. We hope no one will consider these self-revealing accounts in bad taste. Our hope is that many alcoholic men and women desperately in need will see these pages, and we believe that it is only by fully disclosing ourselves and our problems that they will be persuaded to say, yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. After the first 164 pages, the chapters are personal stories of recovery, lives transformed, others experience strength and hope. It's like hearing people share their stories at a meeting. At the time the book was written, though, there weren't many meetings, and so these stories were vital for carrying the message to those who couldn't get to a meeting. And I can identify with each one in some way. When I see myself in other stories, I have hope that I too can recover as they did. It encourages me to keep coming back. Others just like me show me there's a better way of life that's possible for me as well. If I couldn't relate to the stories, they wouldn't have meaning to me. But even though I'm not an alcoholic, I feel the same as these people who wrote these stories. I just happen to use a different substance. I use food instead of alcohol. They struggled and suffered in the disease just as I did, and they found a solution. Now live free of that bondage, and that's so inspiring. And I thought perhaps it can happen for me too. And it has happened. I no longer feel the need to hurt myself with food. That's a miracle. Even on my most difficult days, it doesn't occur to me to compulsively eat. I have peace and sanity in my life. And just as others carried the message to me, now I get to do the same for others. I now have experience, strength, and hope to share, and I can pass on a little of what I've been so generously given over the years. There is a way out. We can live happily without compulsive eating. And as if that wasn't miracle enough, it's just the beginning. I perceive so much more. I've received a psychic change. I feel like I'm forming new neural pathways in my brain. My thinking has changed dramatically, and that's the source of my problem and what needs to change for me to recover. And my thinking is getting healthier, and I have an amazing connection with my loving higher power, my constant compassionate companion that I never could have imagined. I've also been given a design for living that works in every situation, no matter what problem or challenge I have. I have the answer in the steps in my higher power. And I also have a strong faith that whatever happens, I'm okay, and I always have what I need, and that's such a comforting feeling. So I can say, yes, I am one of you, and I must have this thing, and I'm so grateful I found it. Fine. Thanks for being on this journey with me. Together we get better. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Definitely. Together we get better. Thank you very much, Alex K., for getting us started, and Alex is from California. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? Page 29, the third paragraph down of There is a Solution.
Julie E.B.
Veronica B.
Julie A.B. Who was after Julie W.?
Veronica.
Veronica. Thank you, Veronica.
Sandy K.
Sandy K.
Liz E.
Liz E. I have Julie E.B., Veronica W., Sandy K., Liz E. Anyone else in this lineup? Okay, we'll go with those four. I'll let everybody else mute except Julie. Good morning, Julie. Press star one to unmute, Julie.
Hi, this is Julie.
Oh, hi.
Gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm just so glad to be here and so grateful for what my higher power has given me. It's a miracle. It just sounds so strange. But back then, you know, self-revelation wasn't much of a thing. And even for me, revealing myself, I would have told you I reveal myself because I would sometimes have blurted a bunch of stuff in front of who knows who. And I thought that was self-revealing. People who weren't always safe, but I just blurted stuff out. You know, they were worried, you know, that they shared about their lives and that might be unsafe. In our world, we have more ways to do that. But I also think I hid, you know, behind everything. For me, this is the key, that as I learn more about myself, I reveal more about myself, I share who I really am. You know, there's a phrase in the Big Book about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And if you don't know, those are two sides of the same person. And the Dr. Jekyll, you know, would be good looking on the outside. And then Mr. Hyde is all that ugly stuff hiding inside. And the more I'm on, the more I'm my false self, the more I found who, like, super recovery person, or found my boss, like, best employee ever, or to my kids, like, best mom ever, the sicker I'm getting, because there gets to be a big disconnect between who I am and who I'm showing you. So by going through these steps and revealing myself, finding a person I can trust slowly, one step at a time, by choice, and really getting down to my causes and conditions, I get to the solution. And so this is just a beautiful thing. You know, as they shared, they took the chance to identify in, not say what they disagreed with, same chance we have every meeting, identify in, and share themselves slowly. Sometimes I close my eyes, so I'm not looking for the reactions of other people. Another reason I love this meeting. And by people sharing that, I thought, yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. So I feel very blessed to have had that opportunity in my life to hear all the recovery, to hear the horrible things they did in the food, the difficult things their character defects brought, and the wonder that having a connection to something greater and more personal than myself can do. Yes, I am one of you. I must have this thing. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much. That's Julie E.B. from Colorado. Up next is Veronica W., followed by Sandy K. Good morning, Veronica.
Hi, good morning. It's actually Veronica B., like Bless.
Oh, sorry.
Veronica. That's okay.
B.
It's okay. Thank you. Recovered.
Where are you calling from?
California.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being of service. I love the reading. I'm a compulsive overeater and a bulimic. The food was enough evidence for me that drove me to insanity. My eating of eating and throwing up for 15 years really drove me to just despair. Until I came into the rooms Overeaters Anonymous. And when I came into the rooms, I saw that you guys were living a different way of life. I saw you guys were comfortable in your own skin. You guys were happy. And you guys were not slaves of the food. And I was so attracted to that. And I wanted that. So I did. I got a sponsor and I did whatever she suggested. And because I wanted what you guys had, I wanted to be free of the obsession. I wanted to feel close to my higher power. I wasn't feeling close to God. I was feeling, food was my higher power. And so, so when I put the food down, I had to find a replacement. I had to find a replacement to get through the day without going to the food. And the only way I get relief is by going to God today. I have to go to God. I have to give all things to God. I have to ask Him to help me with His plans. Not my plans, but His plans. And, I'm going to spend the day today with my family, with three sisters, a niece, and a one-year-old baby. And we're going to be in close quarters. And I have an action plan today and I have an attitude plan today. I'm going to keep my mouth shut as much as possible today. I'm going to be cooperative and I'm just going to take God with me today. I'm going to take God with me today. He's going to sit next to me. He's going to be next to me. With God, all things are possible. So I'm so grateful for this program. I'm grateful that I know what the solution is today. So everyone have a blessed day.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. That's Veronica B. from California. Up next is Sandy K., followed by Liz E. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. This is Sandy K. from Florida. I am a grateful, recovered compulsive overeater, and thank you, Mo, for doing service and everyone else on the line. First of all, this has to be one of my favorite chapters because this is what brought me up from the depths of despair. And the first word in that paragraph that I really relate to is desperate. When I came to program, I was desperate. And I heard for the first time in my life hope from the speaker. I don't think I said, yes, I'm one of them too. I must have this thing. I don't think I was thinking that clearly then, but I kept coming back. That speaker, and I remember who he was. It was a long time ago, and I think he moved, and I hope he's well, but I heard his story. And that was me. It gave me hope. And all the stories in the back of the book, I can relate to every one of them, maybe not every sentence, but every one of them. And I feel blessed that I came into program a while ago where there were lots and lots of in-person meetings. And I would go to beginner meetings and hear people's stories. And even though I might have been recovered for a long time, I have to, even today, I have to go back to regular OA meetings and hear people's stories so I don't forget where I came from. And that's what telephone calls do for me. That's what listening to stories do for me. And, of course, working the steps. And I am, my life right now is really, really stressful, and I am so blessed to be abstinent every day, one day at a time. And with that, I'll pass and just listen.
Thank you very much. That's Sandy Kay, and she is from Florida. Before I take Lizzie, I will remind everybody where we are. We're on page 29 of There Is a Solution. The third paragraph down, it begins with, "We hope that no one will consider," to one paragraph ending, "I must have this thing." The comments are at that one paragraph. After Liz, I'll take another lineup. Good morning, Liz.
Hi, I'm Lizzie. I'm a compulsive overeater. It says here, "We hope no one will consider these self-revealing accounts in bad taste." And I'm thinking about my relationships with my sponsees and my sponsor. Boy, that woman knows everything about me. And that's good. That's fine. And, you know, we recover because we continue to do and we work intensely with other overeaters. And I share a lot of personal things that I might not share at a meeting if it can encourage my sponsees one-on-one. And, you know, this self-revealing account might be in bad taste, or would be in bad taste in other situations, but it really instills hope in others when we can really share what we were, you know, what happened, and what life is like now. And, you know, we're desperately in need. And I desperately need to not be that person that I was when I came into these rooms and to really talk about the psychic change that's happened in real examples, in real time, makes such a difference. And, you know, then hopefully my sponsees are saying, you know, after every phone call, yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. And that's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Lizzie from New York. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Liz Kay, California.
Liz Kay. California. Anyone else?
Jordan.
Elizabeth A.
Let's see. I think I heard Jordan. Did I hear you, Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan L. And then Elizabeth A.
Liz. Yeah.
LVV, Vancouver, BC.
Who's, oh, Avi from Vancouver. Okay, I have Liz K, Jordan L, Lizbeth, I didn't get your last initial, and Avi V from Vancouver.
Nancy M.
Nancy M. Okay, let's go with that lineup. Liz K, Jordan L, Lizbeth, I think it's Lizbeth A, Avi V, and Nancy M. All right, everyone mute except Liz K. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Mo. Liz K from California, recovered compulsive eater. Thank you for all the service and the share so far. Yeah, this reading, it just, the end of it is like, and I, what happens in my mind is like, I go from alone to together. Like, I remember being in meetings, like my first meeting, and people were sharing, and I was like, are you in my mind? Because I always felt so alone, and I was always so shameful to admit what I was doing or the thoughts that I had. And then coming into program, it was like, oh, sweetheart, you're in the right place. You get it. Like, no judgment. It was just a place of belonging. And hearing other people's experience with the food, using program to live a fulfilling life, it gives me hope. And it's really changed my life. And I'm just grateful that I had that small sliver of willingness to come in. But I have to remember to stay in it daily, because my disease wants to take me out daily. And so, yeah, like Mo, like what we were saying before the meeting started, like the voices on this call, like we're together. And like, how beautiful is that? And I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. So thank you. And I hope everybody has a good day. Pass.
Thank you very much. That's Liz K from California. Up next is Jordan L, followed by Elizabeth A. I think it's Elizabeth A. You'll get it when you get on. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thanks for moderating the meeting for us this morning. My name is Jordan Al. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and I'm really grateful to be on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning, and abstinent. I guess I was just thinking about the self-revealing accounts. I've read many of the stories in the back of the big book, and there's some really wonderful ones back there. The story, Acceptance is the Answer, that's a really, really wonderful one. So if anyone is looking for something to read, take some time with that one for sure. And The Keys to the Kingdom, that's another really good one. And of course, Dr. Bob's story, it's another really inspiring one too. But I was actually, what I was thinking about this morning was the stories that I heard when I first started attending this meeting, A Vision for You. Specifically, the folks that were sharing on the Sunday special editions, I was listening to those stories. And they're, the special editions are definitely self-revealing, for sure. I think there's a tradition of sharing in a very vulnerable way on that meeting format specifically. You know, I think folks do that during the week too, of course, during our big book study time, but especially during those special editions. And I think about how much it just meant so much to me when I first came in, or I guess I should say when I came back into Overeaters Anonymous, because the first time I came to Overeaters Anonymous, I identified but still felt very much out of place. I had come from another 12-step fellowship that had really really changed my life in a very positive way. And that was not the vibes I was getting from OA at all. OA was much more, it was like the meeting happened and then the meeting was over and everyone went home and went their separate ways. And I just didn't feel that connection at all. And I left and tried to figure this out on my own. But coming back, I very much felt that connection, in this meeting specifically, which is a little bit bizarre because it's over the phone. It's kind of hard to build a connection like that over the phone. But it inspired me to work the steps in a way that only the dying and desperate can work the steps. So I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much. That's Jordan L. from Colorado. Up next is Elizabeth A. I think it's A. And let us know where you're calling from, Elizabeth.
Yeah. This is Elizabeth A. from Michigan. I can be heard, right?
Okay. Yes, you can. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. This page, or that paragraph, has been one of my favorites because it talks about, we hope no one will consider these self-revealing accounts in bad taste. And I crawled into program bludgeoned, absolutely defeated, and was bulimic, purging, binging, starving, did cocaine that takes my appetite, that took my appetite away, fasting one time up to 4 days to lose weight. So from the outside, I likely looked physically normal, but from the inside, it was like living with this complete liar every day. And I had incredible amounts of shame about this food addiction. And each time would be that thing I'd look in the mirror and say, I'm never going to do this again. And the self-deprecation I put myself through because I felt like an utter failure. So when I crawled in 1986, they said, if we tell you to shave your head and stand in the middle of Jackman Road, which is where I started program near Toledo, Ohio area, you better be willing to do it. And I made a lot of errors in working the steps. And oh my gosh, I mean, everything, the unmanageability spilled into every area of my life. And I made a decision, if I made an ass out of myself and it helped one person, then it was worth it. Because, you know, the things that I heard, one of them was that we are as sick as our secrets. And I had a lot of secrets, a lot of secrets, and I felt shame, as I said. And, I mean, the truth was I knew I was crazy, but I didn't want you guys to know that. Oh, the things I did with food. I had roommates that had to put, well, one of them put a padlock on the cupboard, and I figured out how to go around it. Because I was defiant as hell. And, you know, I just have to keep this slow, steady climb, staying very close to God. God is not shocked by any of my secrets. He doesn't go, when I got you, Liz, I knew you were crazy. He's never shocked. I love that about the relationship I have with my higher power. He's the one that has helped me peel away layers as well as you guys. And learning to love myself, learning to share. I grew up in a very private family. Everything was private. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Anyway, love this paragraph. Thank you so much for your service. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth A. in Michigan.
This is Judy from Northwest Arkansas.
Wait. I don't have you on my list, Judy.
Wait, I'm sorry.
The next round, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Two more, I'll get you on the next round. Okay, Avi V from Vancouver, British Columbia. Good morning, Avi.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for facilitating this meeting. Oh my goodness, do I ever love starting my day, or I should say continuing my day. I have the... the gift of having my conscious contact time for about an hour before this meeting. So it's just such a beautiful way to start the day, and then I get to start work after. Mm-hmm. I just love this, you know, in hearing this. Before I came, I've been in OA now for 2 years, and before I came, the isolation, the darkness, the desperation, and, you know, the thinking that no one ate the way I ate, you know, the shame around it and the pain. What I love about the stories, and certainly when I read the stories in the back, I can mentally substitute alcohol for food. And then when I hear the stories in the meetings, I mean, today I just smile with so much compassion and tenderness, because we relate. We can just start talking. We relate to each other, right? And you know how it says, you know, one alcoholic helping another alcoholic is without parallel, right? And it's like one compulsive eater helping another compulsive eater. It's without parallel because there's no one else. I don't even have to say two words and we get each other, but somebody who's not a compulsive eater, I can talk for hours and we just, there's just no identification there. But more than that, I don't have to hide anymore. I know that the crazy things that I did, someone else out there has done them. And I mean, and today when I hear them, you know, I mean, I hear the pain in other people's voices or in their faces, but you know, there's nothing that we do. We're compulsive overeaters. There's no shame in that, you know? And that's something I tell my sponsees as well. It just is, right? And we're in this together. And that's what this paragraph tells me, right? And it's not in bad taste. What it does, it tells me, you know, I'm part of a fellowship, right? And we, you know, even if we may not know each other, you know, or we do know some of us, you know, there's just so much love and compassion, you know, and there's no need for that desperation anymore. I mean, yes, we came in, I came in broken. I came in crawling on my knees and had nowhere else to go. But today, oh my goodness, today I just have so much lightness and just so much ease. And, you know, when I laugh, I don't laugh, you know, at anybody. I laugh in recognition and in honoring our shared experiences to know that we're growing together. And with this program, with these steps, with each other, with the service we get to do, oh my goodness, what a beautiful program. So I wish everyone a beautiful day. And thanks everyone who shared so far. And yeah, this is amazing. So thank you. I pass.
Hey, thank you very much. That's Avi V from BC, Canada. And before I take Nancy, let me remind everybody where we are. We're on page 29 of There Is a Solution, third paragraph down, begins with, "We hope that no one will consider," and it ends with, "I must have this thing." And after Nancy, I will take another lineup. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you? I hope you're well.
Thank you.
I'm really nervous about sharing. It's my first time, but I will say that I really appreciate everyone. This paragraph really got me because I remember my first meeting, how welcoming and accepting everyone was, and how that feeling transcends every meeting I've ever been to. And I feel that from this group as well, the love and acceptance. And I'm sitting here and I'm going back to a bad character defect of trying to think of what I'm going to say before, you know, when it comes to my turn. And I'm listening to what so many people are sharing, and I identify with that. I believe in a higher power. And I also feel that when people share or I share in a meeting, I'm revealing my soul. You know, I'm trusting people in this room. And it talks about desperately in need and believing that there's the fully disclosing myself. You know, that expression or that slogan that says, share your mess with your sponsor and your message with the group. And I know that personally, and I've seen it, you know, many other people in the rooms that my meetings, sometimes I can't share a good message. And it's very difficult. Sometimes I have revealed myself in a meeting and, you know, people will come up and talk to me afterwards. It's not, you know, there's no crosstalk, but it's not in bad taste. It's being real, being a human being. And, Yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing. And coming in this program, I was so desperate and so ready for it, you know, and it was more emotional and spiritual recovery that I needed, but I didn't know it. And the physical recovery was easy. And I just want to say I'm sitting and listening to the birds, and I'm so grateful for God, because nothing could have been created like, you know, flowers that you look into the center and realize these are created by God. So I'm very grateful, and thank you for your service. And I appreciate everyone that's put themselves out and contacted me. I have to get back to people. I have to make a call, even if it's one a day. I have called a couple of you back. But thank you so much for letting me share, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day. It's nice and sunny here in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So thanks. I'll pass.
Thank you very much. That's Nancy M. from Pennsylvania. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I heard a Judy. Judy, do you still want to be in the lineup? If not, who would like to share?
Pam B.
That was Pam.
W.
Pam B. Who was that? W. Debbie W. That might be all.
Yes.
Maybe I could pick one more. Debbie W. Anyone else? Judy, did you want to share? All right. We'll go with those two, Pam B. and Debbie W. We'll see where we are with time. All right. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Mo. My name's Pam B. I live in California. I'm a compulsive overeater. And just before we leave, there's a solution. I'm just so grateful for this chapter. And I really feel like I've been around A Vision for You for, I believe, about 4 years. And the disease just got worse while I was in it. And I kept trying harder. And I read online, someone wrote, who's in a 12-step program for food. Someone said she learned that instead of trying harder, to get closer. And I just love that. So get closer to God. And then I saw how all of the things that we're doing that our sponsors ask us to do, that like it's all reading the book, going through the drug, it's all to get closer. It's all to have a relationship with God. And for some reason, it was a real revelation to me. And it's like a real shift. And I find myself... I used to be really frustrated because I'd start off in the morning and I'd be, you know, aware of the devilments and think, nope, not a problem. I can work. My emotional nature's loaded. All that stuff, like A+ on that. But by the end of the day, it's like nothing. And I think I was running on Pam Power. And so those steps are what bring me to a relationship with my higher power, which is how the only way I'm going to stay abstinent. And really, you, the fellowship, thank you to all who make this call happen. I'm so very grateful. And so I'm just enjoying that. Another thing I heard on a meeting was there was a sign that said something, many of you probably heard this, but it was new to me. There's a sign that said the elevators, when the elevator is broken, take the steps. And that was, you know, it took me a while to get it. Oh, yeah, it's the steps, the 12 steps. So I'm here and really grateful for you, all of you, and for this chapter, especially today. Thanks. I pass.
Well, thank you very much. That's Pam B. from California. Up next is Debbie W. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, good morning. This is W.W. in Oregon, and I had to have this thing. My friend invited me to go to the OA birthday party, January 2023, We drove from Northern California to Southern California listening to Harlan Jean. It was all new to me. And then when I got to the party, it was electric. I'm like, what on earth are these people doing? Where do I sign up? How do I want it. Give it to me now. I asked a gal to be my sponsor, and she told me to go home and read the first 164 pages. I did that. I followed directions, which is something I normally have trouble with. And this program, these steps, taught me what I didn't learn other places, how to connect with God in a better way, in a more personal way, in a way that brought me out of the food and into the light. It's unbelievable. And I've had so many blessings since I've been in this program. And I hear people say these things, and I'm like, at first I was like, yeah. Well, guess what? It's happening to me continuously. So I just rely on God. I do my steps. I send my food. I do my nightly inventory. I talk to my sponsor. I talk to my sponsee. And this is the softer, gentler way to live life. And with that, I'll pass.
Wow, thank you very much. That's Debbie W. from Oregon. And we have time for one or two more shares, 2 minute shares, or one more share. Who would like to share on this paragraph? Page 29, the third paragraph down.
Hello, this is Clayton.
Clayton, all right, Clayton, you've got it.
Okay, thank you very much for your service this morning. I just want to say that I'm really grateful to hear the joy on the phone from everyone. I'm a compulsive eater from California, and I really needed to hear that. I've had quite a what I'm recognizing as willfulness coming out of my struggle with self-soothing with food and identifying as an overeater. I'm recognizing there's lots of emotional struggle behind it that really needs a loving higher power to soothe. And after some difficult conversations and struggling with, you know, how do I access this higher power and keep it really personal and comforting to my heart and my soul, I'm recognizing how I have spent not nearly enough time in the big book. And so reading this was really powerful. I went to a program meeting, a 12-step meeting yesterday, didn't really know anybody. It's a meeting that I haven't been to much, felt inside myself alienated afterwards, and went straight to the food as a soothing thing. So I'm recognizing that connection is really critical for me. You know, the sharing that was done about connecting with people after meetings and learning how from those loving relationships, how to access higher power with willingness to surrender. I'm realizing it's not one or the other, it's both. It's I get power by my willingness to surrender, by recognizing that I'm at or near a bottom, and if I don't reach for help, I'm going to be in deep trouble. So I'm asking God for guidance this morning, and I'm grateful for everyone's share and grateful for the program. Thank you so much for your kind attention.
Thank you very much. That's Clayton N. He's from California. He will be our last share for today. Thank you, everyone, for your service, and thank you for your shares. Let's see. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I am going to ask Julie E.B. to please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the person who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with God is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact to us, for us. Bend yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We will be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.